Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel?
Shoes the babies with no shoes on their feet. Hey, Tree.
I hear you.
Hey, Tree.
What's
hey,
up?
Tree. Yeah.
What's happening, bro?
He say shoes the baby. I've never heard the word shoe used in that manner. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's why I love music. You know what I mean? You get all types of meaning and aspects of everything. You know what I mean?
I have a question for
Marcus.
You.
Go ahead.
Okay, so what does it take? Because I know for a fact if the Washington football team had won that game.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
You would not have came with that song you just came with. I'm going to need to, let's do a
my.
Redo.
Why?
I'm going to need a reason, sir. Because we would have been like, welcome to D.C. Welcome to D.C.
Nah,
come on, man.
Now, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say this.
Uh-huh.
When we get to the when we got to the football segment, when we arrived on the football segment, yeah, you probably would have heard it.
I think
you
that.
Probably would. But.
Okay, I think
but,
that.
I mean, I can't be a Steve Miller Band. You know, I can't roll with the Steve Miller Band tree. I'm wrong for that.
I mean, I love the Steve Miller Band. Mm. Don't get me wrong. Don't be trying to put no bad mojo on me.
I mean, you put it on
I
me.
I love them.
You put it on
I
me.
Just put
it,
I love E-40 a little bit more right about now. I just love E-40 a little bit more right about now. That's all.
Hey, you know what? You know what it is, y'all? You know what it is? You've been so abused. Y'all, everybody under the sound of my voice, on the count of three, we're going to give Treece a big hug. Y'all ready? 1, 2, 3. Y'all, I have that Bible with me, y'all. Please.
Thank
give,
you.
Give Treece a big hug, man. Treece, you know what I mean? And Treece,
yeah,
guess what?
Yeah,
bang bang Niner gang. Bang bang Niner gang.
And that's all I am giving you right now.
I take that. Thank you, sir.
Hey, look,
I'll take that.
I know 57, like, damn, they constantly on me about stay on topic and don't mess us up and everything.
Yeah.
And Treece came off the break, y'all.
I did.
Came
I'm sorry.
Off the break. I ain't mad at you, sis. I ain't mad at you because last week when y'all beat Dallas, everybody was talking about Marcus told me to mute you.
No, he did not.
Did he? But look, last week when y'all beat Dallas, all everybody talked about was how Dallas lost or what Dallas did to lose that game instead of what San Francisco did to win that game. You know what I mean? And I felt you last week when you was like, come on, yeah. Why are we talking about Dallas so much? They lost the game. When we talk about the lose, but I told this to Tang, and I'm standing by it. Dallas has talked so much trash and so much garbage, garbage, that all season long, that when they lost, it was a big topic. But excuse me, I apologize. Believe me, I do, because your 49ers have not only put Dallas out of it, which I love absolutely too much, but they Trees told me, y'all, Aaron Rodgers, we got something for him when it comes to him. And I saw that bad man only put up 10 points, and Trees,
okay.
y'all dominated. Is that the word you wanted me to use, sis? Is that a good word?
Yes.
y'all did the damn thing. Hey, bruh. What's good?
Guess
what's
what?
Good?
You know what I'm talking about?
I can't stand you, yeah. I didn't stand it. All right. You play too much, girl. You caught me mid-drink with that one. We're going to go ahead and take it to we're going to go ahead and take it to the show off that one. The Houston Rockets are open to a Westbrook-John Wall trade, y'all. I think it's coming. And L.A., man, I mean, their hands are so full, you know, more fuller than the average team and fan will ever know regarding one Mr. Russell Westbrook, from on-court frustrations, leaving the arena before the rest of the team, before the game is even over, to media turmoil and aggravation and intimidation and involving the crew of the daytime sports talk show, Skip and Shannon of Undisputed. You know, they're giving Westbrook a hell of a time, Tree, y'all, Tails Cornians. They are giving Westbrook I really believe that it's more or less now that they're going to talk about it until he's done.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that they're going to talk him out of town, you know, verbally escort. Can I say that? I believe they're going to verbally escort that man out of town. And all I got to say is, you know, good luck to them. And except for when they play, it's Chicago and the Wizards, right, Trey?
Yeah, that's right.
Good luck when they
trade
anybody else. Okay. Now, what a divisional playoff weekend it was. You know what I mean? Every game ended with its own flair of excitement. That's how I say it, Trey. Every game had something going on, man. Every game went down to the nitty-gritty. Each team used all of the time to prove that they deserve to move on. And they also did something else, man. They rebirthed the love of football coach to coach. Because we've all been the Antonio Brown story, catch, no catch, fumble, no fumble. We've all complained about something this football season. This coming out of this weekend, I have not heard one complaint. Not one. Maybe Tampa Bay fans, maybe Green Bay fans. All I'm going to say It wasn't a good weekend for your name to end in Bay. You got to talk about. You got to talk about. So, you know, hey, it was great, great football. Also, Lady T reveals her divisional round of Lady T's picks. Somebody, you know, I've already been a champion. I've already won. So, you know, I'm a pre-congratulate whomever, you know, takes that mantle this weekend. You know, it was that heavy turning that joint around all weekend. So I think it's about time to get. Yeah, it was kind of heavy. It was died. Uh-huh. Yeah, that right. So we'll be discussing all this tomorrow on today's episode of Tales Corner. We want to thank all of the Facebook group members who are tuning in, and we encourage you all, please, a question or comment, just write it in the message section. Lady T is on top of that. Yeah, you know I mean, feel me. That
Robert
girl gonna be faithful.
Yeah. Robert Gaines said to tell you, Dolphin Nation, baby, Dolphin Nation.
Hey, look, you tell Robert, don't be trying to come on Tails Corner with that. What do you call them? South Southern Bullies. What they call Miami? Miami Bullies. Whatever that mess is. Cause you ain't even say hi to your cousin. You just automatically come out with this. Oh, South Beach Bully. That's what it is. You just automatically come out with that Miami mess. Like somebody want. Nobody want to hear that. That's about. They don't want to hear that. And we gonna take a moment, take a break, so I can give me some water. 563-999-3782. Trees, you gonna boost me up, girl.
I know that's right.
Hey, Trees.
Yeah, bro.
Trees, you with me, baby?
I'm right here.
What's really going on, man, in L.A., man? I mean, I know and I'm aware of the fact at this point L.A. is so ready to get rid of one Russell Westbrook that every... You know what?
They trying to blame everything on him. They got bigger problems. And Robert said the name was South Beach Bullies.
I said South Beach Bullies, Bama.
Yeah.
We gonna jump straight to the phones on this one because I need to ask my man. Ted, what's up, bro?
What's going
hey,
on, Ted?
Good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing? Good evening.
Everybody's good.
Everyone's
how
are
you?
Great, bro. I'm good.
Fine, thank
you. I mean, do you think that this is fair, just, unfair, unjust? I mean, what is this thing going on with the Lakers and Russell Westbrook? Because I remember a time you know what? We got to ask a question here, y'all. Because they had Westbrook trying to recruit Bradley Beal to come down there in L.A. with him. Is that what the plan, you know, we make this team look like it's all superstars here and get you to recruit other folks? Is that the plan, y'all?
I don't understand. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ted. That was your question.
No, go ahead.
I just don't understand none of it. I don't understand none of it. I don't understand why they saying that it's Westbrook's fault when it's a collaboration of all of them. You can't hit AD too hard. He gonna break up like glass.
Right.
You know, so you can't depend on him. LeBron
right.
playing out of his mind. Oh. So,
right.
I mean, the only one that's really doing what they're supposed to be doing, to me, is Carmelo.
Right.
So, I mean, what are we really talking about, for real?
Yeah.
And then they talk about trading Westbrook for Wall.
John Wall, yeah.
But that's the same person.
That's a good trade.
That is the same person.
No, it's really not. I believe John Wall.
You think they'd be better?
I believe John Wall will come to the Lakers with, I'll say, 20% more humbleness. Westbrook is in with those Lakers. And it's all Westbrook all the time. His role is on a whole nother level. I think that John Wall will come to the Lakers. And, yes, to answer your question, Therese, I believe they would be a better team. I believe
mm-hmm.
they would be.
Okay.
I think that John Wall, with his hesitancy to score or shoot, will work perfect for the Lakers. You know what I mean? Now, and don't get me wrong. It's not that John Wall can't shoot, because if his back is against the wall, he will shoot. He will give you a two-point bucket or a three-point bucket. But he'd rather throw the assist. He'd rather have a check the game than what's the little dude with the Spurs? What is that guy's name, man, with the Spurs? Not Ginobili. The point guard. The light-skinned boy.
Tony Parker?
Yes. Tony Parker was a facilitator and a scorer. You know, John Wall is more of a facilitator, scorer if he has to. Come on, Ted.
Since you talk about John Wall, I think the word would be humbleness. I think, you know, John Wall does have an ego, but I think with him playing on the Lakers and then especially with LeBron, I think he's more adept to listen to LeBron, whereas you can tell him something and he will be humble enough to listen. But Westbrook, you can't tell him anything, no matter who you are. He's going to do what he's going to do. They should, and that goes with also, they should have known what they were getting. So they can't fault him for everything that's going on with the Lakers. Like you say, you got other things that's going on. Anthony can't stay healthy. You know, you got a small team. You're not playing your other bigs. Your defense is lacking. Westbrook is just out of control. But LeBron knew what he was getting. He chose that. Okay, he chose that team. He made up that team. Like you said, Carmelo's the only one that's doing what he's supposed to do, prepared to come in and score and shoot the ball. And they're not giving it to him enough. But that to answer that first one, like I said, they can't fault Westbrook for everything. You got to fault the whole organization from the top to all the way down to LeBron, you know, because like I say, he made them choices. Westbrook is who he is. Now, John Wall going to Houston, to Lakers, I think it'll be a better fit. I think it'll make them better. John Wall would be more humble. Even though he has an ego also want to be the man, I think he knows the position that he's in. And I think that he sees that if he come in and, boom, do good, do what LeBron says, bottom line, you know what I mean, that, hey, if he does that, he can stay on that Lakers and carry on that legacy also.
Okay.
I would be thinking that way. You know, me, I would be thinking that way. But Westbrook, he, like I said, you can't tell him anything. He's like a just a wild stallion, man. And, John, they does play alike, They do play alike, but John Wall, go ahead.
He's a little bit more humble.
Exactly. Yeah.
Go ahead.
He'll be more willing to listen. Like you say, more humble. He'll be more willing to listen and stuff.
Okay.
And he's younger. He's younger.
Okay.
He's adapted to being coachable, especially with LeBron, because he looks up to LeBron.
Okay. Marcus just asked me a question. You with me, Mark?
Marcus, I'm here.
Marcus has a question for the panel. Go ahead with that question, Mark.
Man, I'm just
asking,
all of a sudden, he's becoming such a journeyman. For some reason, everybody wants this man out of there. He getting traded from team to team to team. You know, they passing him around like a $2, you know. You know what I'm saying? So,
But Marcus, he didn't get traded from the Wizards. He wanted to go. He left on his own. So it's now that he's being traded from the Lakers now to wherever he's going to go.
But he got traded. But he got traded to the Wizards. That's what I'm saying. He got traded to the Wizards.
Oh, that's what you're saying. He got traded to the Wizards. Got you.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, he's been traded so much. Like, what's up with my man? He must be just like Ted said. His attitude about this whole game must be kind of messed up.
Right.
Right. Come on, 57. What's your point of view?
What's up? I'm your Huckleberry today. I'm going to tell you something. I think the Lakers they're sorry for the fact that they let Rondo go. Because they don't have a leader out there running the ball for them, not a genuine leader out there. Everybody wants to shoot. And if you think Westbrook is going to pass that ball up and be no, ain't going to happen because he wants to go to the hole. He wants to shoot. I agree with Ted a little bit about John Wall. He might be humble enough now after being out and hurt. He might be humble enough now where he's willing to take direction and do what he needs to do and not be the scorer, because they don't need another scorer in L.A. All they need is somebody that can facilitate what they need. But they got bigger problems, man, because at the end of the year, if they don't win this year, they're going to break that team up. They're already talking about Anthony Davis going to Boston. So they got bigger problems.
I got two questions on the Facebook. And the first one, it says, where's the statement? It says, Wall will not fit the salary cap. Will come and play. Got to be a three-team trade. That's from Robert Gainey. And Gerald Space said, I like Rondo, but we're starting to cut up. Spitting on folks is not good.
You can't, as a professional, make a move that unprofessional. And you just can't do that, man. I don't know about nobody else, but somebody spit on me, dog, that's the end.
It's on.
Me.
It's popping.
At that point, they have no more teeth. Their teeth don't exist.
Yeah, bruh.
There we go. There
I
we
know
go.
We were arguing about
there
this before. But two things, man. I may be petty on it, but spit on me and talk about mama. We might have to discuss it. We got to discuss some stuff.
Well, I ain't really tripping off mama because my mama taught me a long time ago. My mama taught me, son, they don't know me. So what they're saying is nothing but words you try to get under your skin. What I will say is I'm equipped or have enough mentally to deal with that. I wouldn't like it, and I would probably meet you out in the parking lot after the game when there's no cameras and no media. But if you spit on me, we're going to handle that right then and right there. What's up, Lou? How you doing, bro?
All right.
What's up, Lou?
First of all, I want to say thank you for coming on the show Saturday. Thank you and the crew. I hope you guys come back.
It was a pleasure, man.
We appreciate you inviting me.
Second of all, I hate to correct you, Cal, but the line from the song is, feed the babies who don't have enough to eat, shoe the children with no shoes on their feet. That's the correct verse.
I didn't say it that way, Lou. How in the ham sandwich did I say it there? I could have sworn I said it just like that. What did I say?
Not the whole thing.
Oh, not the maestro messing up on the song.
You didn't even give him a snippet.
Yeah, I was just giving you a snippet. That's why I didn't say, and I said, shoe the baby with no shoes on
your feet. No. Shoe the children. Not just the baby. Shoe the children.
Okay.
Feed the babies.
Oh, go ahead, Lou. Go ahead,
come
Lou.
On, Steve Miller.
Come with it, Lou. Come with it, Lou.
Steve Miller, 1976. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Ooh,
sir.
All right.
Yeah.
Now,
okay. So anyway.
I don't appreciate you talking to me like that.
No,
oh, boy.
So anyway, I don't think you can just blame Westbrook for the demise of the Lakers right now. It could be any number of things, not just Westbrook. I mean, I know he's not really, you know, setting the team on fire and hoping, you know, it would be a much better turnout. But is Westbrook really the only thing, the only one to blame for the Lakers not living up to expectations this year?
No.
I said we answered that. We said no. Well, I did. I said no. I said the whole thing.
It's a group effort.
Yeah,
exactly. It's an accumulation of them all.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to it, you know.
So do you think the coach is gone at the end of this year?
Nope.
He's in the hot seat, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I think he's in the hot seat, but I don't think he's gone. You know what I mean? I don't think he's gone. You know, because there is so much turmoil, and there is so much blame to go around. You can't just put it on the coach. You know,
but let me ask you a question, Dale. You always say
three arbitrary players.
You always say it.
A bad combination of players.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're asking him to put out a forest fire with a water hose. You can't do it. You cannot do it, you know?
I get to say who you bring in my house. I get an opinion on who you bring in my house. And once agreed on who I'm going to bring in, I'm supposed to control them. I'm still the one, at the end of the day, the ball stops with me. That's how I feel about it.
No. Because we know with any team involving one LeBron James, he's going to say who he does or does not want to play with. We got to think
about that. That's
Magic Johnson's problem with Jenny Buss. That's why that so-called apology last week, I think that was a backhand, smack hand to the face of Jenny Buss, you know, in order to say, you know, and I'm sorry that you're going through what you're going through, but I told you so. That's just my opinion. I didn't read that anywhere. I didn't see that stated anywhere. That's just my opinion. Come on, Ted.
Well, let me ask this question. Okay, now, Chris Paul and LeBron's poster have been cool. Chris Paul had been trying to get to the Lakers for so many years. Why didn't LeBron pick Chris Paul over Westbrook? What happened in their relationship, or what selfishness did LeBron come with, or what was it that he didn't pick Chris Paul?
Chris Paul didn't want to leave Phoenix. He didn't want to leave Phoenix.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about before he got to Phoenix.
David Stern stopped the trade David Stern stopped the trade when Chris Paul was supposed to go to the Lakers. David Stern said, was it the Lakers or the Clippers?
It was the Lakers.
David Stern wouldn't let it go. David Stern wouldn't let it happen.
That's what I'm saying. He was trying to get to the Lakers. So my question is, when he had the chance, when LeBron, like you say, he controls, he picks who he wants to play with. Before Chris Paul went to Phoenix, he had a chance to go to L.A. After that
LeBron
situation with David Stern.
LeBron wasn't there yet. LeBron wasn't in L.A. when Chris Paul signed.
Hold on, 57.
Yes, sir.
And Chris Paul had developed a disdain for L.A. over what David Stern had done to him. So Chris Paul didn't want no part of L.A., LeBron, and whatever they were doing down there. So, Ted, you're right. When LeBron came, he did try to recruit Chris Paul. But because of what the commissioner had already done, Chris Paul was like, man, I'm good where I'm at, dog. I like this coach here. I'm cool where I'm at, man. Y'all going to do y'all thing. And right now, Chris Paul is laughing all the way to the bank with every game check and no headache. Because if he was in Los Angeles, and I think we all can agree on this. When the Lakers do good, LeBron James does good.
Yes.
When the Lakers do bad, every damn body else on the team. Look, LeBron James has had all type of turnovers, missed shots, and everything. And who are we talking about? Westbrook. All we're talking about is Westbrook. Nobody is speaking on what's going on with LeBron James and his lack of good play. You know, we're all talking about Westbrook. What's up, King? How you feeling, bro?
What's going on, Corner family? How y'all doing today? Much love and respect always. I'm just catching the tail end of it, man. Hey, 57, what's happening? What's happening, Marcus, Lou, Ted, Debo, Reese, Mima, everybody? I'm catching the tail end of it, man. But it's also Anthony Davis too, man. Anthony Davis ain't been there. He's been a no-show the whole time. It's everything going on with that team, man.
Can I say this one thing? Because I agree.
Debo and I were having, excuse me, Trees, but Debo and I were having a conversation, and he brought something up that I didn't think about at all. Do you guys think Anthony Davis is satisfied with his accomplishment? Because let's recall, Anthony Davis was drafted by the Pelicans. He was drafted by the Pelicans. So he had no NBA championship aspirations whatsoever. Now that he's gotten with L.A. and he's won a championship and he's not Charles Barkley, does he still have the same love for the game that he had in the beginning?
I think that might be part of it. Plus, he's weak. He's fragile. He break up too much.
Yeah, that's how I think the problem is. He's glass. He built out of glass.
Like peanut brittle.
Can I say this too? Because I do agree with what one of our Facebook followers. He said that. Let me get to it. Example: Sandy Johnson is playing his butt off, but he's on a 10-day contract. DeAndre Jordan just collected money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me ask the question. Would we be talking about the Lakers like this if LeBron wasn't out there?
No.
Probably not. You know, And I think too a big part of it, 57.
Yes, Clay.
Is because he put this team together.
Yes.
He put this team together, man. So, and how many teams can we say were built by the players themselves?
Right.
You know,
not many.
So, not many.
Kobe.
Kobe
built his own team. That one championship team, Kobe put that team together. Hang know the one I'm talking about.
Which championship? Which one?
I think the one with Paul, the first championship they won with Paul Gasol after Shaq had left. Kobe went out and got, did he get Ron? Who else? No, he had somebody else on that team that came from the Bulls. But he put that team together.
Yeah, with Paul Gasol, one Shaq left and won it with Miami.
Yeah,
exactly. Kobe put that team together.
Okay. Well, and if we think about it, back then when LA went on that journey with Paul Gasol and Kobe Bryant, we talked about them just as much.
I know
in my circle, my buddies and I, we talked about them just as much. We talked about them just as much. But Gerald Spate from our Facebook page,
he said
New Jersey Net will win it all this year. Brooklyn, my bad. Hey, Gerald, don't even be upset. I do that all the time. I still call them New Jersey from time to time. Hey, Lou is the only one that's going to tell you, hey, watch what you're saying.
Right.
He's from Jersey.
You know what? I think that this situation with Kyrie Irving is going to become bigger as this season goes on, where he can and can't play. Somebody, who is that with the TV in the back? Somebody got their TV on?
Yeah, mute yourself, please.
All right, that's me. I'm getting out the room, but don't mute me. I wanted to say something.
Mute yourself. Just mute yourself, bro, and then come back in when you want to.
Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
Well, people, you know, they talk about New York Nets, whoever they are, with Kyrie and all them. They keep forgetting about the champion. Milwaukee quietly doing what they're doing. You know, the record don't matter. They don't say who got to be first or second. They say who wins the playoff games and get fit for the playoffs. And they're ready. And they're not talking about Milwaukee.
I understand what you're saying, but Milwaukee, even as a champion, is a dark horse team. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know why, and I'm with you, Ted. They are a good team, but they're a dark horse type of team. It's something about them that you want to see him playing down in the paint more. You know, and it's hard to put your chip in that basket just because of that fact. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just something I can't put my finger on it, and I don't want to hate on the team, but it's just something missing with them to me.
To the playoffs because he don't want to show him everything what he did to him last year to win it. So it's no reason for him to go all out right now and bang and bang and bang and hurt himself.
That's
and
what
I know,
think
every
right
time
there.
I say the Nets, I can't nobody hold him on the Nets. Kevin Durant always runs from him. So who they bigger than the Nets. The Nets, they can't play them, you know. And like you say, Tank, they just going along and they not flashy. You know, Antetokounmpo does his slamming. He backs you down and does his slamming. He's not as great as Kevin Durant on a 3-point shot. No, not at all. But as far as anybody sticking him, he can bag him down anytime he wants to. Okay, so and Middleton is just a quiet assassin. He's bagging every guard that's trying to play him. He's killing him. And he's doing his thing as a big man, you know. And then, you know, they had the players that was out last year. They're back. Okay, so you watch Milwaukee, man. Watch them when they get in that playoff.
I'm not even watching them. I'm watching Chicago. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm just getting ready to say, Seth. From what I see right now,
a Milwaukee player.
I know. That's why I'm watching them. That's why I'm watching.
There's three teams out there I think can beat them. Chicago. Yeah, Memphis, but Chicago, when they get everybody healthy, is the best team in the East right now. If they got everybody healthy. The thing with Giannis, like Tang was saying, he's not giving it to you every night like you think he should because he's a big man. But a lot of times, if you look at it, when he starts to make his move, nobody steps in front of him. They just open up and let him go to the hole. Ain't nobody play. Harrell is the only one that muscles up with him in, under the basket. Harrell gives him a hard time.
Well, you know, I will admit, because it's still football season, I've glanced more than actually, unless it's the Wizards. I mean, I watch my Wizards. But the rest of the league, I've glanced over instead of really, really watching and paying attention, you know, what's going on with them. So, and that's my fault. Excuse me, folks. That's my fault. But, it's just, I don't know what it is about the Bucks, man. Even when they won last year, I was like, okay. You know, they won not being that impressive. They were bigger than the team that played, to take a page out of Ted's book. They're really bigger than almost anybody they play against. Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of expect them to dominate.
Yeah.
Well, I think when Patricia said it and you said it, I think somebody else mentioned it, but last year we said the first one, the big man, decided he wants to go down low and play ball, they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided before anybody else.
True that.
Yeah, because
and
even though I know threes are good and you can shoot them, that's all good, but if you stay down in the paint, you'll get more points.
You'll get more of the old-fashioned threes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll make more of the old-fashioned threes. And the last I checked, they're just as good as a three, a regular old three.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm going
and by the third quarter.
I'm going to say something about today's players. I don't know what it is, but all of them. Even the short-handed free throw makers fear or are intimidated by that free throw line. And that's amazing to me. Y'all do all type of shots, three-pointers from half courts and 50 feet away and all of this, and you choke up at the free throw line. I don't understand that. Why? Why?
It's the depth perception, bro. It's
really?
The depth perception. That's what it is. You're looking straight ahead. It's like looking down the hallway. And for some people, it's hard to recognize where the basket is. For some players, Shaq said, he said he couldn't recognize where the basket was sometimes.
I guess. I mean, you know.
Me too. I'm over here like, I guess. Okay.
I mean, yeah. And I can't compare none of my none of my Saturday morning over in Germany. I can't compare my Saturday morning, Sunday afternoon here in the States to a regulation pro NBA game. But when I got fouled and I went to the free throw line, it was never that hard for me to make that free throw. When the other Bamas would award us the foul, because, you know, Sometimes I thought we was playing in prison, for real. If you ain't bleeding or nothing ain't broken, it ain't no foul. You know what I mean? Seriously.
Okay.
But when they did award the free, it was, you know, it was get your head into it. Get your breathing together. Get your motion, you know, and as far as, you know, how you want to rotate your hand on that ball or how you want the ball to rotate off of your head, rather. And I mean, my free throw percentages are good. And I watch these NBA players who are paid to do this, and I'm like, how in the hell do they miss these free throws constantly? How is that? You know? So, you know, hey, Now, Shaq, I can kind of understand. Because Shaq is sort of like, in regular people's terms, it's like when we take a piece of paper, ball it up, and try to throw it at the basket, it lands everywhere except for in the basket. And that's the same as Shaq. His parts, his hands is just too big, and he was tall, and being tall as he was, leaning forward, he's closer to the basket than everybody else. I always wondered if Shaq shot from the circle part of the free throw line, would his shot have went? Would his percentage have been better? You know, but we know the NBA. They would have changed it and say no, he can't shoot from back there. But I really believe his shot would have been a better shot if he was allowed to shoot back that far.
Yeah.
But couldn't you shoot anywhere from behind that line, though? Could you take a step or two back from behind that line?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can step out of the circle or not. I don't know.
You do not have to be on the line as long as you're not over the line. You can be anywhere behind that line.
So you step out of that circle far?
Yeah, exactly. As long as you don't step off that half a moon.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere in that arc.
I know you couldn't step on the line. I know that.
Exactly.
But
anywhere on that arc, they can be at. To the right of it, to the left of it, they can step back. You know what I'm saying? But as far as Shaq stepping back, I don't think that would help him. I know he's bigger, but you can look at his shot, some of his shots, they would be short. I mean, he had all types of different things that was going on with Shaq. So it's no one thing that's going on with Shaq. I mean, like you say, like 57 safe. Depth perception on some arenas is definitely different. You cannot see the rim when it blends in with the crowd, especially, you know, with clear blackboards and what have you. But with him, some of his shots would be going to the right, to the left, clanging, or some of them be very short, you know, because his hands would be big or whatever. But
well, I'm going to say, first of all, there are
they
no
wasn't short, but his hand was too big. It was just short, but he ain't put enough on it.
Every backboard has that red box right at the basket, and then it has the outline for the basket itself around it. So there was no clear backboard. There were markings on the backboard that could have helped Shaq. And I believe, as a coach, I'm just thinking, he had the great Phil Jackson. Phil, you didn't think about telling him to move back some or, you know, and I'm not saying he didn't. I'm not saying he didn't because we weren't privileged to practice and try and change different things out. But I just would have loved to see Shaq moving back a little bit more. And I think that would have helped him.
We had this argument before, you know, and like I said, everyone's going to have their opinion on what they think Shaq should have did or what this and that, and it's going to be the same thing because we definitely did have this, and everybody's coming with their same answer what they came with before, so.
Hey, well, look, I feel like this. Shaq made up for not being able to shoot foul shots and everything else he did.
Okay. Okay.
You know? Yeah.
I have a question. from Robert Gainey. It says, do you think any big trades coming like Ben Simmons or Harden upset with Kyrie?
Somebody's TV is in the background, and I can't hear. Please mute your TV or mute yourself. There we go. Now, what was the question?
Do you think any big trades are coming like Ben Simmons or Harden? He's upset with Kyrie. We got things that will happen with Ben Simmons.
I think this is the year that they're going to get off. They're going to have to get up and do something with Ben Simmons. I think this is the year they're going to make something happen.
Yeah, stop holding that man hostage like that. Yeah, they hold him hostage, man. Let him go.
Yeah.
And I think with Kyrie, sis, if y'all don't mind me saying, I think with Kyrie and James Harden, Harden did not want to be the scorer like he is right now when he came there. He wanted to be the passer.
Right.
He wanted to give the ball up to Kyrie and Durant, and now he's still having to carry the load like he had to do in Houston, and he didn't want that.
And
he's going to have to do it a lot, too. I know what you're saying, 257, but he definitely going to have to do it a lot because Kyrie, he can't play at home, right? He only can play
at home.
And that's,
and Durant stays hurt all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, Gene.
With that story will play out when it play out. I believe some changes will be made come All-Star break, when trades are normally going on in the NBA. And I think with Ben Simmons, we really are going to be surprised with what happens with him. When we come back, Vision will play on.
Yes.
Go. I ain't never ran from a... No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the... Talk snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a... dog. Oh, when it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let... get to me, why not? Ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never, ever, ever. I never, ever, ever go against my kind for some n****s on the other side. Never, ever, ever. I never, ever, ever put a f*** for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately, I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang.
Hey. I'm gonna tell you, I make a D in my sleep. Lady T, you ready? You ready to come on with your reveal? I need to know who won. That's what I meant.
Turn me up, YC. Turn me up, Kel's Corner.
Go ahead.
Let me tell y'all who won this thing. All right, man. Here we go. Let's do this, people. I love this part of it. All right, you guys, there was a lot going on. You guys know that. Oh, let me read the stats to you guys first so you guys can know where we are with the stats. The stats are rushing yards. The Bills had 109. The Kansas City Chiefs had 182. There were no interceptions at all. The anytime scores were Kelce, Hill, Pringle, Singletary for the Bills, and for the KC, it was Davis, Holmes, and Hardman. All right, now let's get to the winners. Coming in last place with no picks, didn't get not one right. I'm sorry. I had to say it like that. I'm sorry. But I love these two people. Like, I love these people to death. Marcus and Reese.
It's got
to
be me.
No. Marcus and Reese. I love you as well. I mean, not that I don't love you.
No, you don't.
So, coming in with one pick, you guys, one little old pick. myself, and Tang.
Oh, wow.
If you have not heard your name, that means you may be the winner.
Mm.
Coming in with two picks is my favorite co-host, Kale, and Meemaw.
All right. All right.
So, now we're down to the nitty-gritty, you guys. If you haven't heard the name, that means you may be the winner. Three picks, and this is for the winnership. Is that a word, you guys? Winnership? I don't know. I just made it up. It's one
name. It is today.
Today. 57, Debo, and Lou.
Wow.
And the winner of the three is 57.
I must be the greatest. I trust God every day.
Yeah.
If God is with me, can't nobody else be against me. And the day of my birthday, too, I must be the greatest.
Today is your birthday. Happy birthday, winner.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Bang, bang, not a gang.
Happy birthday.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. And more than that, thank you for your money.
Oh, Lord. I ain't messing with that.
Oh,
no, have mercy. Congratulations, 57. You are the divisional round week two winner. Yes, you are.
Mm. Old man still
good
got
job.
It.
Damn, that 57 one. Why everybody so quiet?
I know, man. Come on, man. You know. Hateration, dog. Come on, man. Give it up.
Don't even, I said good job. Don't even get him started. I said great job. Good job. You know. Well, welcome to the
winner. Hey, Kale. You know who I haven't heard from yet, right? You know who I ain't heard from. You know who I'm waiting on.
Well, he hung up. He had to hang up, so...
Marcus, that's my man.
But, hey, good job, 57. Good job, bro.
Yes, good job.
Good job.
Hey, look, let me say this. It was pure D luck. I don't even remember what I did.
Uh-uh.
You believe in what?
I don't even remember what I did.
What was his stat line? What was
his
stat?
Let me give it to you. Hold on. His stat lines were, actually, the score was, he got the score 31-14, even though it was a little closer. Debo's score was a little better. But his stats were put him over. Because they both picked anytime score Kelsey. They both picked him. But they didn't get, they just only picked him. Debo said two interceptions, a piece. 57 said two for one team, and they got none.
Oh.
But he put zero on the top. The stats were 109 to rushing yards to 182. He had 110 and 105. Debo had 83 and 78. That's what that about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Hey, listen, I'm telling y'all, I did not imagine that these picks with the stats and everything would be as much fun as they are. I'm trying to tell y'all. It's a beautiful thing. And it lets me know, Tails Corner folks, they on top. Y'all on top of football, man. Y'all coming with them stats like it's nobody's business, man, and making this pick beautiful. Y'all are making these picks beautifully, man. You know, and for three people to go down to the wire with this,
hey man,
it says a lot about what y'all doing and how y'all bringing it, man. And I, for one, can appreciate that. I really appreciate that. 57, thank you, brother, for your pick this week and everything you did to make that thing special. Now, my man Kirby been on hold for a minute, y'all. Let's bring this.
I got three things to say. One to Katrice, and one to 57. One to 57, and one to you, Kale. Now, Katrice, congratulations on your 49ers going to Green Bay and upsetting the Green Bay Packers. I didn't think they could do it. I was wrong. You was right.
Thank you.
57. Happy birthday to you. I have a terrible tale for you. And Kale.
Yes, thanks, man.
Kale?
Thank you.
Kale,
yes,
you
sir.
Up here steady bullshitting and drinking while the New Orleans Saints is slowly, slowly sinking. Sean Payton quit the New Orleans Saints and he's going to be the next Dallas Cowboy coach. You just wait and see.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I don't know about Dallas. I don't know about.
Yep.
I think if he does,
him and Jerry Jones is tighter
than
two ticks on a dog. They tighter than two ticks on a dog. Him and Jerry Jones.
Let me say this. If he does go with Dallas, I think he'll wait a season, wait for a season to get his head right, and then he might join up with Dallas after that year of a rest. You know what I mean?
I think John Payton can go anywhere he want to go. I think Jerry Jones will say, Sean, you will listen to all these other offers, and at the end of the day, I'll double it, and you're going to be the next head coach because I'm going to fire my fat-ass coach. In a week.
But you gotta ask yourself one question. Does Sean Payton want to go through an organization in as much turmoil as the Cowboys is known for having? Do you think he really wants to go and be a part of that and ruin his reputation? Because we know it's almost the same.
Ain't the turmoil in there right now.
Okay.
You know who loses out the most?
Who's that?
What? Jameis Winston loses out the most with Sean Payton. Because he was bringing him along to be a really good quarterback in the NFL after everything. And now he's gone.
Anthony. Yeah.
Well, Sean Payton never said, I'm not going to coach anymore and all that kind of stuff. He left it wide open.
Yeah, he did. He left all kind of room for misunderstanding.
You know what I'm saying? Miami open.
Yeah.
Dallas will
be
open.
I think you heard it here first on Kale's Corner. Don't be surprised if New England it will be open as well. Don't be surprised. Hey, listen. I saw some things from Belichick that you could visibly see. He was not good with what was happening with that team this season. You could visibly see that. So don't be surprised if New England one of those teams.
I think next year we're going to see the third coming of Bill Belichick.
Uh-oh.
He got a young quarterback. Yeah. I think he's going to turn. He got a young team. I think he's going to bring his team back to where they used to be. Yep. I think that's what we're getting ready to see.
But do we really want to? Do we really want to?
Well, I want to.
Do we want to see the league stay right where they are?
Hey, look, after the football I just saw this weekend, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
After the football I just saw this weekend, I don't care who out there coaches. You know, I mean, it was some good games. It was some good games.
Yes.
It was some good games. But...
We saw
Chiefs
good
in the Bills had a hell of a game.
A hell of a game.
I ain't gonna say great. I ain't gonna say great.
Because
some coaches blew a couple of them games. Some coaches blew. That Kansas City game, the coach blew that game.
Well, the only thing I can say about that 57, I agree with you on. Special teams, when it's 13 seconds left, don't keep that damn ball deep in the end zone and give that other team the whole 13 seconds. Kick that square, kick that football, man, and let them run that clock down. Mm-hmm. The Bills are not playing this weekend because they didn't squib kick. All you had to do was squib kick. You would have ate that 13 seconds up because the moment that one of those Kansas City players touched that ball, the clock would have started. The clock would have started.
You're right.
Yep. The only reason why I wouldn't have squib kicked it, Kale, is that field was cold and the chance that it would have went out of bounds. I'd have put it so far up in the air, though, that by the time we got down there, he'd have had to grab that ball and at least run 5 seconds off of it. I wouldn't have gave it to him with 13 seconds left. That was stupid.
Yeah, you can't give him that.
I wouldn't have given him that. But I would have squib kicked straight down the middle. Straight down the middle. You know what I mean? And I would have squib kicked that ball straight down the middle, man, and they would have had to
pick it up,
figure out what they're gonna do. He would stop right there and you know, get themselves tagged to be down or advance the ball. Well, either which way, some of that time would have went off of that clock, man. And then even smarter, as a Buffalo Bill, they're not down until you touch them. So we got all around him and just sat there until the referee blew the whistle. And I know it's always a coulda, shoulda, woulda with different plays and how things carry out, but I mean, we all know the rules. We all know the rules, man. Squib kicked that joint down to the 5-6 yard line, you know, where to die out and not go in the end zone. They got to do something. They have to do something. Either take a knee and have the ball right there. Either which way, the Bills would have been putting themselves in a prime position. So, you know, I'm with 57. I'm with 57.
Yeah,
that was a terrible coach's decision. You know, the coach should have been more on top of that, I believe, you know.
Yeah. Clock management is a big thing.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing.
Especially at that point in the game.
Especially. Yeah. You got 13 seconds. You're up by 3. Come on, man.
You would think the game would be over.
Right, right.
Okay. That's why I was like, they didn't win the game. They didn't mess up. And the Chiefs won the game. I said, Lord, have mercy. I just went to the bathroom.
We're going to take this call. 610, how you doing? Introduce yourself, sir. Ma'am, tell us where you're from.
Hey, everybody, this is Gerald, man. I've got a chance to call in, but I got a quick question, though. So they say they said that there are no great quarterbacks in the draft this year. What y'all feel about that? This is the first year they have a bunch of quick QBs.
I don't really see no great quarterbacks coming out.
Exactly. I haven't seen great quarterback play this season from the college
this
game.
Me either.
Seriously, think about it. The powerhouse teams, Alabama, Georgia, you know, Those quarterbacks did exactly Michigan. Those quarterbacks did exactly what we expected them to do, right?
Yeah.
They don't really expect exactly what we expected them to do. No one had a amazing, outstanding season, and you can pick each one of these quarterbacks' game all apart. Where a throw was too high, too low, a chance that a risk that they took just wasn't right to take, you know. And normally we can look at these quarterbacks coming out and we'll say, well, he's going to be great because of this, and he's going to be great because of that. We can't say that. We can't say that with this play.
That's true. So the quarterback for Cincinnati, the quarterback for Cincinnati is a good quarterback, but he's small. As soon as he gets in the NFL and he gets hit, they're going to bust him up. That's the only quarterback I can see out there that's on the money all the time when they play. Bryce Young is not coming out, I don't think.
And not yet. Is that not? He ain't ready.
Nah.
He ain't ready at all.
Yeah, Gerald. What do you think, Gerald? What do you think about that statement?
But you know what? I was a little shocked. I had to go back and like go watch some games and stuff. And there's a lot of quarterbacks. Some of them, they're small. But then you just never know. It, you know, that may be playing that way now because the competition is high. You know, the brothers trying to get into the pros. You know what I'm saying? So who knows what they might do? Because the pros ain't looking too great. Lord knows my Giants need a quarterback. We need somebody.
Your Giants need an offensive line, man. Y'all need an offensive line.
We need everything.
Line.
We need a new coach. We need a new coach. We also need a new coach.
But you know what? If I may say.
You sound like 57.
Yes, he
did. But you know what? If I may say, it changes every year almost. It's like the year that Henry with the Titans came out, it was a year of the running back. Everybody was getting the Fournette coming out. Everybody was getting running back. And then after that, it was the wide receiver last year, remember? The year before the quarterbacks, it was the wide receivers. This year, it was the quarterbacks. So I think next year is going to be the running backs again because it seemed that there was a good crop of running backs in college this year, you know, and good wide receivers too. Yeah, a lot of them, yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think the Cowboys are going to be one of those teams in the hunt for new running backs?
The Cowboys
get rid of Zeke. If he doesn't step his game up, they're going to swap him out.
Yeah, but they don't need to. The Cowboys got running backs on their team. They can put Zeke on the bench and Pollard, and they got another quarterback behind. Running back behind Pollard. The Cowboys don't need anything. Yeah, the Cowboys need
Gallup
to be coached correctly.
Gallup is the receiver, but how are you going to bench Zeke? Feed your highest paid running back.
Ask Tang. Tang will tell you. Tell him Tang. Tell him how you can bench Zeke.
But let
just
that,
tell, him,
go, about
just tell him he going on the bench and he's not producing right now.
Thank you.
He's not producing right now.
Just tell him he's going on the bench and he's not producing. And if he see that he's not producing and he can't take that, then he definitely got to go.
Cowboys ruthless.
I think, hello?
I think next year
gonna be very interesting. I think a lot of teams who need quarterbacks gonna go to free agents or quarterbacks that's been there, and then a lot of teams gonna bring up the quarterbacks that's been there that's been under tutelage, such as San Francisco quarterback, Green Bay quarterback. Such as Pittsburgh's quarterback, such as the Bears' quarterback, the young quarterbacks that got picked up this year in this class that was of the quarterback class, they're gonna get their chance. The ones who didn't get their chance, so this year they're gonna get their chance. And like you said, it might be a running back year of who they're choosing, but Zeke might be gone as far as trade situation. You know, I don't know whoever could fit the money, what have you, But it's going to be a lot of trades. It's going to be a lot of free agency pickups and stuff. So a lot of teams, a lot of things will be shaken up this year. And these new young bloods, these new quarterbacks, is their year.
What's the same thing?
I don't think if Jimmy G win, that young boy gonna sit his butt down another year.
You think so?
I agree.
49ers ain't gonna be in that conversation.
I hope so.
Yeah, if Jimmy G win it all,
yeah,
I have that young boy sit, and it's gonna be good for him.
Yeah, because you ended up being like Garoppolo when Garoppolo sat behind Brady all them years and came out blasting on everybody. But Garoppolo still don't get the credit and that he deserves. People think that he's underrated, and I'm saying he better than your quarterback because he's still playing. How about that?
Well, Garoppolo is a waiting for the other shoe to fall type quarterback. During your game against Green Bay, and I really, you know, paid attention to this. The commentators were speaking more on Garoppolo shouldn't have did that. Garoppolo shouldn't. That was a dangerous throw. That throw could have been picked off. He needed to throw that here instead of there. And I believe that is what hurt Garoppolo so much because he's a quarterback that the rest of the league are waiting for the other shoe to drop, that big mistake.
I think Garoppolo is highly underrated because he always is under the radar. Like, if you compare him, who's that in the background? What's that? Okay. So if you compare him to any other quarterback, I ain't saying elite. I ain't saying, you know, I'm just saying if you compare him to any other quarterback, and say, for instance, we don't want him, right? Say, for instance, we don't want him, we're going to go with Trey. Every 31 other teams, well, let me say 29 other teams going to be bum-rushing him trying to get him. But let y'all tell it. Let everybody, that all the teams that's bum rushing him trying to get him, I thought he was a bum. I thought he was no good. He can't win games. He can't do this. This is the second time in 3 years that he's taken us to the playoffs. Who else you say that besides
Tree? Look, Tree, you're a fan of him. He's on your team. You're giving an example yourself of him being traded. You're saying it yourself.
Of him being traded.
Yeah, you're giving an example yourself of scenario of him being dropped or traded. So
everybody else is saying that he's he can't get it done. He can't do this. He can't do that. He can't do that. So if y'all saying he can't be done hypothetically, why do y'all want him? Just tell me that. Why do y'all want him? Why everybody want us to get rid of him so bad so y'all can get him? I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying other teams. There's 20 other teams waiting.
Like,
for him to be traded.
The NFL always look at Haskins. Look at Haskins. We dangle Haskins out there. We ain't even dangle him out there. And Pittsburgh jumped all over him. You know why? Everybody always feels like Haskins ain't won nothing for everybody to be on his coattail.
What I'm saying is that Garoppolo has won something.
And yet he was.
And yet y'all still want us to trade him.
Plus, y'all didn't dangle him. Y'all threw him out without a parachute. Y'all just kicked him out the plane. Didn't show him how to fly or anything. Just kicked him out the plane. And if I can say this, let me say this about San Francisco real quick, if you don't mind. San Francisco would be crazy to trade Garoppolo. You got a winning team right now.
You're right.
You got a chance to within your winning team, to rebuild your team,
right,
to be good for a number of years. So why trade Garoppolo when he's in his prime and you got a young stud that can sit behind him and learn?
Exactly, like he did.
Man, Shanahan ain't paying none of them fools no attention, and y'all know
that. Exactly.
Thank you, Tank. And people are hating on Jimmy G because he looked too good. You know what I'm saying? He don't look like a football player. You know, he looked
right,
like corn star Jimmy. You know, they gave him a little tag. And so, but he's a football player, man. When it all said and done, the boy's a football player. He was
that's
hurt
right
before. He's open to injuries. And like you said, he is labeled as a mistake waiting to happen. You know, he has the Mark Sanchez syndrome. But he's a good quarterback. He can manage the ball. If you got a good coach and a good offensive coordinator, he will
He's a football player that everyone is waiting for the other shoe to drop on. Now, I'm not saying he's done anything to deserve that. That's just how this league is watching him with San Francisco. They're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Nobody expected him. I picked Green Bay last week, not because of the rest of San Francisco, but because I view Aaron Rodgers as a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo.
But why though?
You know,
but why?
He's overrated,
only
man.
Thing he, only thing he got over.
Aaron Rodgers
really
overrated.
Over him. Yeah,
he
Aaron Rodgers overrated, man. Thank you.
He got that one ring.
Can I say this?
Hold on, y'all.
Since 2009, only two quarterbacks have been in the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute, 57. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They put their stats up side by side, right? Mm-hmm. And they mm-hmm. were identical all the way through until the bottom when it said Super Bowl.
And division champion.
And division, and division champion. That was it.
And since 2009, only two quarterbacks have always been in the Super Bowl, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. The Super Bowl hasn't been without one of them since 2009.
No,
so,
Aaron Rodgers has made the playoffs, not the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl since 2009 has had either Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers in one of them since 2009.
If I'm wrong, I'll tell you I'm wrong, but I don't think so.
And if that's the case, Aaron Rodgers only won one of them. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's right.
So
that's right. He only won one.
Like I said again, he's overrated.
Since 2009.
Yep. Only one. How many have Garoppolo won? If we just going to say it's only one, how many have Garoppolo won?
He was on the teams with Tom Brady.
1999, okay?
Okay.
Garoppolo
ain't just started to play. He just started to start.
He's been on the team six years. I'm talking about an actual player, not sitting on the bench behind Tom Brady.
Say what you mean so we won't get confused.
I said what I meant. When he started playing, Not sitting on the
Thank
bench.
You.
It's a different thing.
Thank you.
Don't do that. Don't do me, sir. Because you know I know my
No,
thing.
I ain't trying to do you. I'm trying to stick with you. But you wanna shoot everybody around you, even if the people on your team. I'm trying to stick with you. And you shooting me too.
I told all y'all, please return in some type of way. Because we ain't here San Francisco on the block that she feel like they deserve.
No, because y'all keep saying my team. Y'all keep trying to find a reason to why Garoppolo need to be traded as opposed to he keep winning. Let's talk about why he keep winning. Y'all keep trying to find a reason.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Talk about why y'all winning.
I know you with me.
Okay. All right. I'm bang, bang, down the game. I'm E-40. I'm everybody for you today. Who got it better than us? Who got it?
Hey, listen. There is a pleasure when everybody around you don't see nothing but the negativity with your team, and your team keeps proving them wrong.
What negativity do my team have against around them, but they keep being hurt? What negativity, bro?
The fact, if you be quiet, I'm going to tell you. For real, I promise.
Quiet,
oh,
right
Lord. Now. No, you did. Oh,
the
my God.
I'm be quiet.
Oh,
hold on, 57. Be quiet, 57. I want to hear this.
Yes, ma'am. Ooh, hurt me.
Everybody in the league is waiting for Garoppolo's softness to show up or one of his mistakes. The fact that everybody in the league titles him as not to be a winner. Now, he's winning like heck
to be
right
a winner.
Now. He is winning like heck right now. So, yes, you have every
When else
right.
he supposed to win? Tomorrow? You said winning right now. He's supposed to win right now, bruh.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's supposed
exactly.
to win
but
right
Tree,
now. This is
Tree,
his time.
Don't do that, Tree. We talk about everybody's stats. We talk about everybody's stats. Both success
No, he's supposed
and
to win right now, though, bruh. He do supposed to win right now, though.
To talk, and we are supposed to talk about everyone's success and failure. We
yeah, but y'all keep saying this man is a failure, but you keep saying my man is a failure, and he keeps proving y'all wrong.
I did not
you,
say that.
That's
what I said is... What I said is I'm like the rest of the league waiting for the other shoe to drop.
So why?
That's what I
why?
Said.
Why are you waiting on
because
the other foot to drop? When both of his feet is
because
working fine, baby. Both of his feet
I,
working fine. Both of his feet
I,
are dropping.
I said it.
Right
I said it because they jealous of Jimmy G. Because he's a handsome football player. They jealous.
Man, hey, look, man, if you watch the football players,
thank
you got no win to hold them, no win to hold them, no win to walk away, no win to run.
You're watching for the wrong thing anyway. If you're looking at these men and saying, oh, nobody likes him because he's good looking, nobody care about that man good looking. That's some Bama
that's
boy
not,
ESPN
not really.
And all that. That go into all that. We're talking about stats. We're talking about the history of what
I'm talking
he
about
has
stats
done.
Too, bruh. I'm talking about stats too, bruh. Ever since this man been in the league, pull his records up right now, bruh. Pull his records up and then pull your quarterback records up. Everybody quarterback on his pull it up.
Hey, you know what? That's what you did. That's what you did.
Debo has clearly said it.
No one said Garoppolo was
a
problem. I do not know. No one on here said Garoppolo was a bum. What we said was he's injury prone, he's soft, and we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. No one said he was a bum.
Who said
huh?
Sunday? All I'm, this is all I'm going to say.
That.
Who said Sunday?
Do what?
Any young quarterback?
Come on, man.
Y'all are quarterbacks. Are y'all
saying
Sunday?
Come on,
Look, here's what I'm saying to that. You thought who plays tomorrow, Sunday, whatever. It don't matter if you don't win the whole thing. At least if you just play.
So guess what? At least we got another chance to try to win. One more week, right?
Yes.
We got one more week. That's all we can ask for, bro. That's all we can ask for. If y'all was in the same condition that we had, that'd be all y'all would ask for. That's all y'all would ask for is one more time to play football.
I got you. But I tell you what.
And he does not win. Then it's another opportunity.
People just don't win, bro. He just don't win. It's okay.
It's okay. It's another opportunity that he did not take full advantage of. It goes as another failure.
Hey, bruh, all I'm going to say is...
Let me ask you a question, though, Kev. How can you say they're a failure if they the last four teams to play for the Super Bowl? How can you call them a failure?
They're the last four teams to play for a Super Bowl. Because they did not go through OTA training camp to be one of the last four.
Say that again, man.
I'm convinced.
Okay, Kale, come on, bro. Come on now.
Are you gonna let me talk?
Yeah, go right ahead. You should warn me, but go right ahead, finish.
Thank you.
No one in the NFL, no team, went through OTAs, training camp, and all that they did to be one of the last four. They did that to win a Super Bowl, to be one of the last two playing for a Super Bowl. That's everyone's goal. If you ask anybody going into training camp what their goal is, first they're going to say to make it through the season healthy. That's the first thing they're going to say. And the second thing that they're going to say is to win a championship. It's not just to be there on divisional round or the last four teams playing. That's all good, fine, and dandy. But if you don't accomplish that Super Bowl goal, then to that most of those players, that season is a failure.
Not to me.
You're Bama, man.
Let me say this. Hold on. We were 3-5.
Because I'm speaking reality.
We were 3-5 to get to the playoffs. Hold on. You sound like
hateration coming out of your veins because you mad because your team ain't in it. And you want to bring her team down because they in it. Why you want to call this man soft? You want to call her quarterback soft because your quarterback ain't in it. Your quarterback ain't in it.
Even if it's
man, be quiet with that. Like you always say, miss me with that crap, Kale. Miss me with that crap.
I'm going to miss you all the way. Go ahead, Tree. Because what I'm saying is, even if it was my team, I would have the same sentiment. Nobody goes to training camp and OTA and all of that to be one of the final four. You don't get no damn trophy for that.
Yes, they do. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you this, Kale. Because just like when Marcus wanted to throw the team in the trash, he said dump the whole team, and you was like, come on, bro, hold on. Let me just enjoy the wins. Time out. I don't care who it was. Debo, somebody told him.
No.
The whole team is praying. And then Kale said, let me just enjoy the win. Right?
Right.
So what I'm trying to enjoy the win. That's what I'm doing.
You should.
I'm going to ride up with my team until they not ride no more until they're going to ask you guys to move over on the couch.
Yeah, but you know what? At the same time, someone coming with a factual opinion, it shouldn't irritate you, huh? I'm speaking merely speaking facts.
But what you're saying is not factual, bruh. You can't even Google that and show that to me. That's not factual.
My man, not soft at all.
Two times in three years in the playoffs, bruh. Two times in 3 years. Can you say that?
Two times in three years. Hold on, don't answer my question with no question, bro.
Answer the question. Can you say it?
Listen. Tell me what team went to training camp, OTA, to be one of the final four.
Every team plays to win the championship. Everyone sets out to play to win the Lombardi Trophy. Every team says that's their goal.
Exactly.
So I don't understand what your statement is, Kel, as far as saying because they make it to the final four, they're winning. Their next game, if they win their next game, then they play for the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? So they've been, like you say. I don't even like San Francisco like that, but they've been consistent. Two out of three years, they've been in the playoffs. So. Regardless of you saying they get to the Final Four, they're in the Final Four. Each team plays to get to the Super Bowl, so they're in the next step to get to the Super Bowl. What else can they do?
Thank you.
I'm aware of that. But what I'm saying that you all are aware of is their goal is bigger than that Final Four.
Everybody's goal is bigger than the Final Four, bruh. Everybody's goal is big, but you got to go one at a time.
You can't just go to the Super Bowl. You got to do it in order.
It come in order.
Yes, it does. And because you are a Final Four before you are what exactly you started this whole season for, the goal is not to be that Final Four. You'll get a congratulations for being there, but that's it.
Can we congratulate your team for being there?
I don't know what the argument is. Don't be like that. I'm about to get it all the way out.
You know we cannot congratulate my team. Don't be like that.
Y'all went to training camp, right? Y'all went to get to the Super Bowl. Y'all didn't even make it to the playoffs. Let's worry about that.
We all know this, but you don't seem to know that your team didn't go through training camp, OTA, to be that Final Four.
Our dream is still alive, bro. Y'all dream is still alive.
Okay, and so what? My team was dead, like you just said.
I think you're really upset in your feelings. But I don't understand the argument. They play to win the championship. So that's part of one of the goals to get to the top of your division. You know, to win that and then go on to win the Super Bowl. That's the goal.
Right. When you step in your home, right, and you walk up the stairs to get to your room.
The goal is to get to your room, not to just make it to the fourth damn step. No, you want to take all the steps and make it to your room.
But who's saying their goal is to take it to the final four? You're the one that's saying their goal. It's just to take it there.
I'm saying don't celebrate premature. That's the main point you're saying.
You tell her don't get happy. You tell her don't get happy.
The job is not.
That's what it is.
And the funny thing about it, I'll be the first one to congratulate you when your team does.
Don't hate.
Man, go ahead, Young. There ain't no hate with that. I'm speaking truth. No damn team practiced, came in the OTAs and all of that just to make it to one of the Final Four. They didn't do
that. We know that.
And that's all I'm saying. So why is there an argument? Because I'm saying that.
I don't know. Y'all keep going on. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm talking about why y'all getting really hostile. But you're saying that her team, but I guess she was trying to claim that her team goal is not to win the championship. I don't see why you're saying that. Her team goal is to win the championship, I'm sure.
Exactly. Every team's goal is to win a championship. Every team's goal. And three, if my team was still playing, sweetheart, I would take the same stance.
Let me enjoy the win, bro.
Now let me tell you why I'm saying it. But one thing, he's not disciplined to learn. And that proved that this year when your coach kept saying it all year in the press conference. And then when he leaves, them other young boys come in there and they play just like the coach wanted them to do. I'm trying to tell you is, if you're smart, you'll get rid of them and get a whole lot of pieces to get your team together.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to be.
I'm telling you.
Well,
if y'all still got Chase Young in there next year with Main Man, I bet y'all going to probably go through the same thing. Not unless he get his act together. He undisciplined.
No. Hey, you know what I like about that statement? You said y'all
they
probably.
They said that it's tough for
him. You said y'all probably. So that let me know you ain't even 100% with what you're saying.
No, no. And
you
no,
said,
of course.
You
I
said y'all probably.
Ain't none of us 100% on none of that. But I'm just giving you some stuff on Chase Young. I'm being serious. Y'all might want to get rid of him. I'm serious, bro.
Chase Young?
I like Chase Young. Don't get me wrong. He's a hell of a football player. But if he's not disciplined and going to play to what your coach want him to do, if River Ron still your coach, you're going to have to get rid of him. Else it's going to be a problem.
Well, I don't think the coach is playing him right, though. I don't think they're playing him right, you know, for one thing.
But listen,
a great job.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, they might not be playing him right, but the coach want him to play his game. I'm with you on that, Ted. I do say let him be free sometimes, but the coach want him to play his game.
Y'all talking to a guy.
Chase Young is doing his thing, though. I'm not a Redskins fan or Washington team fan,
but he's doing his thing, though.
You got to give it to him.
Man, Chase Young run around the whole field and don't get to the quarterback. Chase Young ain't doing nothing since the first year. He ain't do nothing this year. His first year.
I did see a lot of Brian Arakpo in Chase Young this season when he played.
Yeah, man.
I did
he was
see
a
lot of Brian Arakpo.
That was a good one, Cam.
And don't get me wrong. I know a lot of people will love him more because he's a home team man, but we talking being real in reality. If you're not going to be smart and do what the coach going to do, then that means you're a problem. Don't you say that? Got the gun.
You're not teachable.
I guess I don't see the problem. I don't see the problem y'all see it. I see him doing a good job myself.
You're not watching the Redskins game then.
That's because you're a Jazz fan.
You want him to keep doing that.
You want him to be doing exactly what he's doing.
Hey, y'all beat us twice, so I can't complain. I'm just saying, though. He's doing the same to me.
Okay, G.
Well, all I'm going to say is Chase Young will not be traded. Washington.
No, I know that's right, brother.
The last time I looked at it, we had the 11th or 12th pick this year in the draft, and we have over $161 million under the cap. Over $161 million to do something with.
If y'all trade him, give him to the Giants, please.
He's not going to be traded.
Oh, give him to the Giants?
Look, no, my brother. You've got to get your own. you've got to get your own,
I know that's right.
Maybe if y'all trade Michael Parsons, you can get that offensive line piece to give Dak some help.
Well, you know we ain't trade Michael Paul. Y'all better get it.
Listen,
I'm trying to help you out. If you trade my man, you can get a quarterback and some line piece. If you trade your man, you're going to get a whole lot. You know what I'm saying?
If you trade Parsons. If you
trade Parsons, though, man. You know, you could have picked a whole other person. Hold on. Why would we trade the rookie of the year?
Defensive rookie of the year.
So why would you trade Chase Young? I just told you why. He's undisciplined.
I didn't say
River Ron still your coach. Y'all going to be the same Washington football team that y'all been for 25 years.
It's going to be a distraction.
Kane, what you fail to realize, I don't care what you're saying about the trade to Chase Young. I don't care about that at all,
bro. I'm telling you, man.
Listen,
I mean, I'm talking about it.
Listen. Nah. Are you listening to it on Washington Sports Talk Radio? Because they are the reason that Kale created the corner. Because of them bums. Because of the way they talk, and the sky is always falling with them guys. So
I'm just listening to the people that might got a little bit more insight, and all they said was the undisciplined, and he don't want to be teachable. And I'm just saying that if you got a plan like that in your locker room, that it's a problem. You might want to get rid of him. That's all I'm saying.
Was that the junkies, bro? Was that the junkies?
That's not just the junkies, just them on all the sports shows I've been listening to.
I asked you, was that the junkies,
John? It's 980. I don't even listen to the junkies. I don't listen to the junkies. I told you that. I don't listen to 980. I don't listen to the junkies. I don't even listen to that at all.
Oh, you listen to Kevin Sheen.
I don't even get up in time enough for Kevin Sheen. I be listening to with my Travis Scott at 9 o'clock and the man that come on at 12, and then I be done with it at that. I just listen to them two.
And it don't
be just them saying it. It be other people saying it, you know?
Okay.
You can't have
Stop listening to them, man.
I feel you. You're right. You can't listen to everything that people say, but they're saying about Chase Young is true, though.
But everything you Google ain't
true. The coach threw him under the bus all year long.
Everything you Google ain't real either. Research.
No, it ain't.
Research. Do your research, people. Mm-hmm. That's
no
all
doubt,
you guys
no
do.
Doubt.
And I'm enjoying this week.
There you go. There you go. You know what I mean? I was going to end it all with that. Treat. You enjoy your team still playing. Enjoy your team still playing. You know what I mean?
Thank
Don't
you.
Let somebody making an observation take you away from what you feel. You know what I mean? You're entitled to that. Enjoy it. You watch every San Francisco game this season.
Yeah.
So what Kale or anybody else say, it don't mean a hill of beans. You watch that team. Come on,
Trees.
Take us out, Ma.
Oh, man, is that time already?
It's time.
Oh, my God. Okay, so look. I want Kale and MST would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Everybody on Facebook, we love you guys as well. Kale and MST would also like to say that we love you guys today. More than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We love you guys. We love you. Kale and Misty are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow us here at Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner and also on blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. I love you guys. Is this out Friday? No, this out Tuesday.
Girl.
I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself. I was going to say, damn. Well, I love you guys. Just know that. And we'll see you guys right back here on Thursday, 5 p.m. Peace.
All right. I heard it from the co-host.
So congratulations to 57 and Kale.
And happy birthday. 57. Happy birthday.
And happy birthday to 57.
You know, all I can say is, you know, that this is why we love football as much as we do. We can disagree. We can come back. We can disagree again, and we can come back. At the end of the day, what they do on the field will make all the difference in the world. Everything done on the field will be the difference in winning and losing. So y'all be ready. Thursday, do not forget, Lady T's playoff picks on the number three edition. And we're going to work it out, Teresa and I, what exactly we're going to compose this week picks up to be, whether it be rushing, passing, turnovers, whatever. We're going to put all that together, and we'll you guys be ready on Friday. Trees, come on.
I need you guys to share and like the post. I need you guys to share and like the post. And my Cash App, you guys, for next week is $MAMABOSS5. I love you guys.
All right, all right. We'll get with y'all Thursday, man. Enjoy the whole day.